The Savior chose a very dramatic moment in which to emphasize the value of missionary work. He gave the option to his apostles, the choice of their hearts. Peter said that he preferred to depart speedily from this life and be with the Savior in his kingdom. John the Beloved chose to stay behind and bring souls unto Christ. And the Savior, imagine the importance of that beautiful moment, Peter choosing to be with the Savior in his kingdom above. And yet the Savior turned and said to Peter, John, my beloved, has chosen a greater thing. The greatest thing of my life has been missionary work, proselyting work. And I am tremendously honored to be included in this historic missionary quorum of 70s. And on this occasion, I would like to pay tribute to those who have meant so much to me in my life. My sweet companion, who is a great missionary, who takes great joy in serving the Lord, to my children, whom I love and appreciate and who are an honor to me and my wife, to a sweet departed companion, long since on the other side of the veil, to parents that I honor and love here today, and to a father also on the other side of the veil, to the Latin Lamanite people, a people of prophecy and a people of promise that I have had the honor and the privilege of working among and living among for over a quarter of a century. And at this time, hallowed pulpit of the prophets, I wish to bear my testimony that our common Father in heaven lives and loves us and answers our prayers, that Jesus is the Christ, the creator of this world, the creator of worlds without number, who suffered, died for our sins, resurrected on that third day, who stands at the head of this church which bears his name. And I testify that the gospel was restored by Joseph Smith, and these the latter days, and that we are today guided and directed by a living prophet of the Lord who has my most affectionate loyalty and obedience, as do all of these great brethren who sit before us. I offer that witness, this testimony, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.